Everyone's infected with this life comes from chemicals. That I was talking to the air hostess on the plane coming, and she said, but life comes from chemicals. This is the way everybody's taught in the schools. They don't know any different, and they don't think about it. They have no intelligence to understand.
And sometimes we say that it will take a nail and find out the chemicals and put it under the incubator or under the cigarette. Get life. Now wait, millions of years. This club and this moon planet going in Arizona, that is now disclosed. They take photographs in Arizona.
Take photographs where?
Arizona. There was an article, and it showed a picture of Mars, and then it compared this supposed to be this canyon, 4 miles deep. So they said it compares to the Grand Canyon in Arizona, like that. So Prabhupada said that by even mentioning Arizona, they revealed themselves. And he told one story about there's a man. He heard a noise in his room, and he said, "Oh, who is that?" And immediately the reply came, "Oh, I'm not stealing." So even without asking, they reveal themselves by saying Arizona, even mentioning Arizona.
Why these rascals comparing with Arizona? As if there is no other place in the world. And everything they're doing in Arizona, all photographing this place. Now they have been caught. Now he was always protesting. These rascals have never gone. For the last 10 years I have protested. Whenever they ask me, I say straightly, they are all childish. You have never gone, neither you will be able to go. That has been proved by everyone. Now they do not talk about me. That is finished. All propaganda finished.
Yeah.
Now they have taken another
Mars
to keep their service in order. This is why. All cheating. To keep people in darkness and exploit them. The so-called Samis exploiting, yogis exploiting, politicians exploiting, scientists exploiting, philosophers exploiting, for the position of the world. And this is the opportunity, human life, to know everything, to solve all the problems. They are not given the opportunity. They are kept in touch. Demons. There is no God. Science is everything. Life is produced by chemicals. And there is no living entity in other planet. There simply so. And this planet is full of all scientists and they are brilliant. And we have to believe. Perhaps for the first time I am raising protest against all these nonsense.
It is such a challenge. Your statements are such a challenge to their so-called science that they are still in shock. I still think that they do not take us seriously yet because it's such a difference to what they are saying. Soon, gradually, they'll take.
Maple, you have engaged the scientists.
Yes.
That we're going to publish on paper. Yeah.
Very good.
Sabhi Gyanam.
Yeah. That's the name of the paper.
Another yeah. Scientist have joined.
Sabhi Gyanam.
He's a scientist in Poland. subject matter, PhD, an Indian gentleman.
I think he's here now.
He's here? Yes,
what's his name? Sharma. Oh, no. Different wonders. This man has four PhDs. Four PhDs.
He has got some international name. So he says that great fortune I have met him. He's now realizing his mistakes. He has still some respect for Vivekananda. That I did not disturb him. Actually, this Vivekananda asked, what he has done, what is his contribution?
You always add on rascal whenever you mention his name.
No, what he has done? He has ruined the Vedic culture.
Mm-hmm. Completely misrepresented it.
And this Bodh Maharaj is his follower. Mm. He's in name a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but he's a servant of Vivekananda.
Mm. He's very similar to him.
He's a great appreciator of Vivekananda. He has put in his curriculum Vivekananda philosophy, Gandhi philosophy, rascal what philosophy they have got.
He mentioned all the nonsense people. He put a circular out and he mentioned Ram Tirtha, Vivekananda, all these nonsense.
I am convinced he's a rascal. Mm. Nothing but a great rascal. Mm. Well, my Guru Maharaj was rejected.
Yeah.
Rejected. That's why he was called back. Rascal. He used to say like, Bon Manus.
Bon?
His name is Bon Maharaj.
Yes.
And my Guru Maharaj used to say Bon Manus. Bon Manus means this.
Gorilla.
Gorilla. And he's black also, like gorilla.
Yes.
he has given so much trouble to Guru Maharaj.
Uh-huh. So we should go now, Prabhupada.
Called him back. Called his rascal back. Every month he was being sent 700 rupees. That in those days 700 rupees is big amount. Mm. Because at least 10 times value has gone up. 7,000.
Yeah.
He was spending money for nothing. And he was publishing report. Samiji is playing on harmonium and photo. This is Astia, second Elijah.
And he told your Guru Maharaj that unless we serve meat, they will not come.
Acha, I do not know that.
I think you had once said that he had written to your Guru Maharaj that letter. I heard that unless we serve meat, In England, when he was in England.
Yes. Just like this rascals.
Ramakrishna.
This sad murgi. This chicken prasad.
Chicken prasad. He told us in Madras that your Guru Maharaj used to call them the Murgi Mission.
No, another god brother used to call Murgi Mission. Chicken Mission. He has so much against this Ramakrishna Mission and Vivekananda, so much.
Prabhupada, when
he knew all history of Ramakrishna. He became important. Mm. He was a woman hunter. Mm. And therefore, and uneducated. In the village, he was simply hunting after this low-class woman. Therefore, his brother got him married. When he was married, he's important. Therefore, he planned, oh, I see everyone, mother, you are my mother. And people say, oh, he so realized that even his wife is his mother. That rascal. What is that? Another person in the Vedic culture, Vasudeva, they are also married. Who has called his wife mother?
No. Everyone but the wife.
No, no. Why one should not call him wife or mother? Is that very great advancement?
No.
But this rascal is important. He had no other alternative. He manufactured some idea. And people thought, oh, he's so devoting, goddess of Kali, that he sees even in his wife. This story told me my Guru Maharaj. He was talking with me privately some time, although I was in a bad household. He was very kind of me. Whatever is being done by his blessing.
Prabhupada, what time do you take your bath? Because I can get hot. You know, we have a big heater in this building. So for hot water,
usually sometime between 12:45 to 1.
So should I have them on, make sure it's hot water at that time in the building?
Yeah.
Because in the summertime.
You can put it through the pipe system?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. Oh.
Anytime, say, from 12:30 on.
The devotees about your idea for a neon sign on the top of the building. Mm. They all jive.
Mm.
They like that idea.
This is state?
9th Avenue. Sometime I'd like to show you the garage.
On 9th Avenue, there are many grocery shops, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you want a lead car?
Well, where is the lead car?
They don't know the way. I do.
Well, they know the way up your man?
No. Yeah, after that door.
Go straight. I want to show Prabhupada the garage.
Alright.
I'll show you where we have our garage. Whole area, all this brown area.
With the yellow.
All the way where the yellow stripe is. Very big. It's huge.
Down.
Down, the whole downstairs. 10,000 square feet.
That is same, 10,000 square feet is the same size as the book warehouse in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yes.
The height is less.
Height is, how high is it on occasion?
The ceiling is 20 feet.
20 foot ceiling.
Same height.
Same height?
The rent, this is in the middle of Manhattan, only one block from the temple. So we got it for about $3.75 a square foot. It was very cheap. And on a 3-year lease, which is also very good.
What is this road?
10th Avenue.
Our temple is between 8th and 9th?
Yes. Jayananda has been working very faithfully.
Come to see?
Yes, it does.
What they are doing here?
Well, I'm on. You want to get out, Prabhupada?
Oh, yes.
Look, we have rented it from the railroad. This whole area for $800 we have rented. First class. Electricity, water. It's first class. You can go around the special.
Very strong.
Yes, Jayananda heard what you said about him. He said, I will never let it happen again.
Yeah, there it is.
Look at in there, Prabhupada. This is really strong.
Yeah. It can keep it very nice.
The other carts are... This one is not yet finished as much as the others. Jayananda, did you build this cart? This is Chicago's old cart, not the last year's one, an old one. We got it from them. They didn't want it anymore. This would be Subhagya's.
They only want one cart, the one they have now. So we called them up. We said, "Oh, don't throw it away. We'll take it."
How tall will they be with the canopies?
50. How tall is that? 50 foot high. Now these are the ones that Dayananda and Mehmet built from scratch here in New York. You can see the powerful wheels. He heard what you had said, and then he decided to make it
as powerful as the other wheels.
More powerful. Look at them, Shul Prabhupada. This is steel. This is steel. This isn't. He built the cars in Austria. What is your opinion?
These are fantastic.
These are chant. See, there's like this flat plate on the outside, you know. Yeah. Then there's a piece of cham that goes around the inside, you know.
These are amazing.
Think it's strong enough, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Lee, he covered it with canvas. This has rubber, tire, and then covered by canvas.
And then the rubber steel.
Pretty big parts. These parts have the same mechanism. They go up and down, probably.
Big.
This is John. He's always helping us for building. He works very hard. Which cart will Prabhupada ride on? Jaina? Which cart will Prabhupada ride on?
We wanted to know which one. Which one would you like to ride on?
What? We don't know yet.
Balaram's cat goes in front?
No, Jagannath was going in front of San Francisco. Maybe Subhadra's.
Oh, it's Balaram's in
really?
Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And then Subhadra and then Jagannath.
Oh,
in the back. That's the way they do it in Puri as well, right?
What's that card, Jaina?
This is a little Rathiyatra card from last year.
This is last year's.
We use it as an advertisement for the Rathiyatra.
Oh, it's a good advertisement.
Oh, that's all right.
Quite a different improvement from last year to this year.
The whole godown is rented.
Yeah, look at the area we get. $800 is a great deal.
$800 per month.
For the whole period. For 3 months.
3 months. Very good, because it gives protection for working in the sunshine, and because it's so open, there's a lot of air blowing. Very cool for the workers.
What is this factory?
China, what kind of factory is this? Hmm? What kind of factory is that?
Steel.
Really?
They make sheet metal. It's owned by the railroad.
Another thing we're using it for is we're using this for parking garage also. Uh-huh. So we save money for that too.
No, they have just reduced to one car.
See, this car, they only had one car.
Oh.
This was their old cart. Then last year they built a new cart. So this was just storage there, not being used.
It was very strong.
It's first class. So we sent our big truck there, and we picked it up, and we brought it here, assembled it. Now we have three carts. And these carts will be disassembled and kept in the garage. And the nice thing is that we're now on 60th Street. And 8th and 11th Avenue, and the festival's on 59th and 5th. Very easy to get there. These are mostly warehouses, Brownberg. This one.
part of the city.
City, New York, is the most mismanaged city in the United States. The city government has a big debt. They borrow money from the banks, and they cannot pay it back. So, the banks were closing the debt, the loans, calling for the loan, and they had no money. So they were firing everyone, and there was great unemployment. And finally, the United States government had to give them a free gift of money to bail them out. It is the worst management of any city in America.
I'm gonna go on Center Park South and pull over.
Up here.
Up here is all right, huh?
Yeah. I go around, I can pull the car
south
over.
South is nice though, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the big reasons is because of welfare.
Right.
They give away free money to so many people in New York who don't want to work.
But social construction is so bad.
Pull it around.
They have to get.
Oh, yeah? Alright. Yeah, where will we enter? Right down here at the corner of the park.
If they take our Krishna consciousness movement, we can stop this welfare money. Let them pay it.
They don't know how to engage all these millions of people.
Huh?
They don't know how to engage them, so they just give them free money. Also famous for its labor unions, the most powerful in America. They force the city to pay the highest wages for garbage men, for school teachers, the highest anywhere in the country. So that's another reason why they are in debt so much.
You feel wrong that there's one of our posters for our rock theater?
Yeah.
The highest paid garbage men in America.
Still, it is unclean.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
I think it's a little cleaner from now on.
Plaza Hotel.
Oh.
Going on a stone.
Yes.
Yes.
It is crack, that grow.
Even on the roof of the building, where we were sitting last night, between the cracks of the bricks on the roof, there were little plants coming.
There's
no one walking.
Otherwise, it's people walking from all the time.
Clinton was running for mayor of Atlanta. He met him. So there's a good chance that if he gets elected to be president, then it's an easy opportunity to see the president.
Well, I believe good.
All right.
At least, though, if he's favorable, if he likes us a little, it may give us a...
Yeah.
What do you can imagine what they do in all these office buildings? There are millions of offices.
I'm gonna take a ride down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
This is the parade route?
Yeah.
You can see there are no wires, so we don't even have to bring the top down except for at the very end.
It's fantastic.
Never once up and down except at the very end, entering into Washington Square Park.
Where was that shuttle program?
It's library. It's the biggest library in the country.
Oh, New York. Come on.
We can go back up on Madison Park.
Clark's all the way down.
52 blocks. So it's going to take us at least
2 hours.
About 2 to 3 hours.
The parade.
The parade.
Oh, right at the entrance.
2 hours. It won't take.
Last part's down there.
Okay, hang on.
There's a shop there with a sign of Lord Ramos.
And now what is it, the train station? Penn Station?
Yeah.
Grand Central? That's Grand Central.
Grand Central Station.
Yes.
The world of the story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. About 100 years ago.
Yeah, quite far below.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful church here. St. Bartholomew's Church. Well known.
Park Avenue.
This is I think this is Seagram's building.
Is that here?
Yeah, this is just to do with his father's building. His old building.
Oh.
Seagram's company.
The liquor company.
The liquor?
His father's the president of the biggest liquor manufacturer in the whole world. Company.
Alan is and son is no liquor.
Yes.
Son is sannyas.
375 Park Avenue. Very big building here.
I have brothers, yes, what?
Yeah, he has two other brothers.
Yeah, big brother.
Well, yes, one of them is an architect. Uh-huh. And the other one is a failure. Not doing anything yet. Just to do as the eldest son, though.
Eldest?
Yeah.
Then his father must be young, man.
His father's about 50.
That's young.
Tristadona is about 26.
That's quite good.
Yes, sorry. Yes, sorry.
And this,
But they admit that his life is... They admit that his character is very much improved. That they admit, but now they'd like him to come back,
become
and
serious.
Become, join their business.
These posters are from Reverend Mund. advertising his big Yankee Stadium appearance
fiasco.
It says, God Bless America.
And that's the title of it, God Bless America. But who is God? He says, I am God.
No, yes, Jagannath Pandit. There's so many rascals are coming from India. God, why not? Or the Christian
Korean
believe I become God. He's taking advantage. He's intelligent. So many gods are coming from India, why not? From Korea.
He's the first Korean
He's
guy.
Very intelligent. Yeah. He's big in Korea.
Really?
Multi-millionaire.
He makes rifles. He has a big factory that makes weapons.
He hates the communists. He hates.
That's why the American government likes him. A lot of big politicians in America are backing him because he's anti-communist and he's a big man in Korea.
He's a really big man.
Oh, he's an industrialist.
He became famous during the Korean War with the Chinese. He fought against the Chinese, and then he became very wealthy. As a result of that war, he became very wealthy. He was selling ammunition.
America was in favor of Korea.
So they were trying to prevent the Chinese from conquering.
During Truman's...
Yes.
Tables we want to put on the balcony. Remember I showed you that place, our patio on the third floor. So I want to put those kind of tables
by
in
the snack bar. Problems in New York is in the schools. They cannot control the violence. The students are very violent. They sometimes fight their teachers.
Oh, when I was going to school, I grew up in New York, here in Manhattan, for 20 years probably. And sometimes there would be children's gangs, and they would come in and beat the teachers. In our school, one teacher was killed by such a gang.
This is still a big problem. And the teachers are also very militant. They blackmail the city. That unless you give us more money, we refuse to, then they close the schools. They go on strike. The teachers have become, joined a union. And they're very militant. They always go on strike. So sometimes the school is closed half the year.
I don't think no one showed up at the banner, so maybe you can stop.
In a lot of big cities, that's a major problem now. They can't get any teachers to teach there. Because the children are so
children
violent.
Children are so violent.
And uncontrollable. The teachers just can't, they're just too scared to work there.
When our gurukul will improve. But the parents do not want their children to be really sadhu.
In these schools, the children are given drugs by their schoolmates. Even at an early age, 12 years old, 10 years old, they're smoking cigarettes.
Not only cigarettes.
And all types of drugs.
Marijuana. I wanted to show you this banner closely, that we have the big banner hanging. This is permanently hanging outside our building. You see, it shows a picture of a devotee dancing with Hare Krishna over it. See?
Hi.
Very attractive. People can see it. Okay. Bhanacharya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founded in 1966.